This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Mr. Loud.
Here we are. The loudness counts on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Hello. Jennifer Horn is here to aptly bring us up to date on some of the things that are of interest and import to you. And then there's Rich McFadden, who's there to all tell us he's smarter than the rest of us. I know what's going on. Listen to me.
Not even close.
Really? You're not smarter than
just
the rest of us?
Just another guy getting through life.
Another guy like Buzz Aldrin, who is going to address, of all things, Comic-Con. Why? Well, I suppose the anniversary of Apollo 11. He is really a space pioneer. Interesting guy.
Hey, listen, a lot of TV shows, cartoons, movies made about things that he did.
There's an actor named Seth Green. I'm trying to place him, Jennifer.
Seth Green. Oh, he's short, kind of scraggly, like reddish hair.
What's he been in?
Wayne's World. Oh, no, not Wayne's World. Austin Powers.
Austin Powers. He was the kid. He was Dr. Evil's son.
Okay. Anyway, he's going to moderate a discussion as Mr. Aldrin. What do you call an astronaut? I don't know if he's Colonel General. Is that it? But he's got to have some kind of...
He's probably a colonel.
Yeah, I would think so. Anyway, number of scientists are going to be there, including the famed Mohawk guy, Bobak Ferdowski, from the internet. You know him?
No.
Somebody who's always talking and writing about the future, space travel, space missions. What is the future going to be like on television, in the movies, and in actuality? That's what the discussion is all about. Isn't it interesting how the entertainment media now sort of almost, the line is blurred as to, because they're trying the J.J. Abrams influence on Star Wars, Star Trek. The things that you see are really, they have been taken out of the pages of science. What the objects that are being flown look like, way that science is supposedly interpreting the data that's coming from what we learn about what's in space. What is the line from Star Trek? Space.
The
final frontier. Yeah, exactly. So is it really? Yeah. All right, let's see here. Comic-Con also, now this, I wish Kenny were here, opened up in the San Diego Convention Center yesterday. It was actually last night. This thing started back in 1970, but now, instead of just being comic book stuff, it's all kinds of things. The cast of American Horror Story there, in addition to, we were talking about 24 being there, a lot of juicy secrets. They have seminars, and they're talking about what's going on with clips from the behind-the-scenes takes.
Ultimate fan thing.
Yeah, I think that would
action
be fascinating.
Adventure, comic bookish.
If I didn't have to deal with all the people that go to this, I would love to go. But there's just so many. I mean, it's so crowded, so many people.
Ken is into this big time. Ken Kessler.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
I wonder if he dresses up when he goes.
Oh, he totally does. Come on.
You think?
I think he'd rock the cape.
Star Wars.
I don't know. I was thinking more superhero-ish. You know?
You don't really tell us, do you?
No, but we should ask him.
If we asked him, I think he would.
You really think so?
I don't think he would offer it up, but I think Ken dresses up when he goes to Comic-Con.
Really?
Yeah.
Today, by the way, for those of you who missed it, yesterday was National Hot Dog Day. Today is National Tequila.
Tequila!
Do not forget the salt. Pour yourself a frosty margarita today and cool down. Lots of heat around the country today. It's very hot.
Have you had a margarita, Dougie?
I have tasted a margarita. Didn't like it because of the salt. Yada da 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 da.
Tequila.
You have had lots of tequilas, have you, Jennifer?
I have had a few, yes.
Yeah, and you like them?
I'll I'll tell you what, shots of tequila, not a good look for me.
No.
No, I'm either angry or naked or sometimes both.
And what's wrong with that?
But margaritas are, it can be delicious. Yeah, tequila is not my favorite. I'm more of a wine kind of gal, vodka if I do hard alcohol, but, you know, I enjoy a margarita.
Tequila has its place.
In Mexico,
what
in
about
Cabo.
You, Richie? Richie, you're not a hard, you don't drink a lot of hard
alcohol. I gave up hard liquor when I was in my early 20s. I finally figured out this stuff's not for me. But
awesome.
I would do the occasional shot of tequila.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do it.
Yeah, but you have to be very careful. I learned how to respect alcohol very early on when I just got my butt kicked a couple of times.
Right. Literally?
No, not literally, just figuratively from the alcohol. And but tequila, I mean, in small doses, it can help you have
you
fun.
You have a shot with me.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, you and I did tequila in Vegas, didn't we?
Did we? We did a shot of something, didn't we? Like, we did a kamikaze, probably. That's my go-to.
All right, Jennifer. Boy, Richie, we got Jerry Brown coming. What are we doing with Jerry Brown?
Joy Brown?
Yeah.
She's coming up later.
Later on in the
hour? Yes.
Okay. All right. Meanwhile, Jennifer, there is a little gossip surrounding the lady in red. Remember that song and the scene from the movie? It was at the, she was Steven Seagal's wife at the time. I'm trying to remember what her name
was. Was it Kelly LeBrock?
Kelly LeBrock, that's right, exactly. All right, so you have an update on the lady in red.
Well, not that particular lady
in
red.
No, I know that.
But if I have tips for you ladies out there. If you want to make friends with other women, best not to wear the color red.
Really?
Hmm. Now, red is always known to draw members of the opposite sex. Men love women in red. But it can provoke sexual rivalry amongst women. This new study claims that a woman wearing red sets off mate guard impulses in other women.
Mate
guard.
That's what I use for my deodorant.
And that a woman is less likely, get this, a woman is less likely to introduce a woman wearing red to her boyfriend or spouse.
Really?
Hmm. And that interesting. And the University of Rochester is where this was done, and in conjunction with Trnava University in Slovakia.
Really?
Certain colors affect how people perceive us. And I think that's very true. You know, I mean, they even, whatever you surround yourself with in your home affects your mood most of the time. In one experiment, female volunteers were shown an image of a woman judged to be moderately attractive wearing a strapless dress that was either digitally colored red or white, so it was the same dress. And they were asked to assess the woman on a scale based solely on the picture and whether she was interested in sex. And even though it wasn't a large margin, the women that were shown in the red dress were more sexually receptive. So do you believe this? Is there a color that you guys look through? I mean, red is the color of passion and fire.
Absolutely
and
believe it.
Blood. I mean, everything that is dramatic is red.
Hey, listen, there are lots of things that create, quote-unquote, mate guard. Daisy Dukes create mate guard.
Yeah.
Halter tops create mate guard. Yeah, I mean, all kinds of things.
People even said that when they were judging women, they judged a woman in a red dress as to be more unfaithful.
Yeah, red's kind of a sexy, wild color.
All right, speaking of unfaithful,
like
Donald Sterling in the news once again. Other NFL news coming up. 15 past the hour now. It's summertime, and the living is good. The best deal of the year right now, summer clearance at Chamonix. The makers of Heart Factors Plus. Heart Factors Plus. Features L-arginine. You ever hear of that? If you take L-arginine by itself, sometimes people do.
Any relation to L-DeBarge?
Hell no. This is in a relationship to a miracle amino acid, Richie.
Oh, okay.
Which widens your arteries and helps you maintain normal blood pressure levels. If your blood pressure is too high, call 800-577-8560 and get the deal of the summer by getting Heart Factors Plus. Doctors discovering the new benefits from using arginine, which helps with nitric oxide to open up, to expand your veins and capillaries, get the blood out to your muscles, to your brain, to your heart. Heart Factors Plus. That's no mistake. It is all about your heart and your circulation. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's not going to join us today because he's actually taking a few days off, which is pretty unusual for him, he recommends Heart Factors Plus because it does what the company says it'll do. Perhaps that's why it's the best-selling supplement ever at Chamonix in their 20-year history. Order Heart Factors Plus now at 800-577-8560 and get a 3-month supply of the new CoQ10 and fish oil supplement absolutely free. So 3-month supply of Heart Factors Plus, 3-month supply of the CoQ10 fish oil supplement. Good offer. Now is the time to take advantage. 800-577-8560. It's all coming to you risk-free. You take it and you don't find that you're getting more. I mean, one of the best ways I could measure is when I was working out, you could tell your muscles were working better and harder when taking Heart Factors Plus. That's the bottom line. Get yourself into great shape and keep your heart working well and your circulation system working well and your blood pressure where it needs to be. Heart Factors Plus, 800-577-8560.
This line's boring.
Whoa, talking Super 8 fun.
Impressive, huh? Now let's go find some fun.
I'm getting groceries.
Oh, you could get those anytime. Bow!
I love roller coasters.
You know what else you'll love? Super 8's great rates. And with so many super destinations, you could find fun almost anywhere. Are you even listening?
Huh? Sorry.
Funnel cake. Get some every time. Go to Super8.com to find your super destination. Super 8. Destination super. All Super 8 hotels are independently owned and operated.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at O'Reilly Auto Parts when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil and an oil filter starting at $22.99. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
It's Guitar Center's store-wide accessory sale. Every accessory you need for your guitar, keyboard, PA system, or drum set is 15% off our everyday unbeatable price. Deals on strings, sticks, drum heads, stands and cables, DJ accessories, recording software, and more. This weekend, you'll save an extra 15% off hundreds of essentials that musicians can't live without. Plus, on approved credit, when you use your Guitar Center gear card in store, get additional savings on your entire purchase. Guitar Center's store-wide accessory sale, now through Sunday, in-store at guitarcenter.com.
All across the U.S., people are hearing this. And once people hear it, they stop what they're doing and break into a dance and head down to their nearest Staples store. Why? Cultural phenomenon? A new trend? A flash mob? Let's slow the track down and play it backwards and see if we get any clues.
Now get a 12-pack of Staples number 2 pencils for 68 cents and rulers for a quarter and classic Crayola markers for 97 cents.
Well, that explains it. Staples. This back to school, make more happen for less. Limit supplies to stores. Staples.com for details.
Some NFL news here on the Good Day program. Pat Bowlen, who was the owner of the Denver Broncos, has Alzheimer's, so he's going to give up control. Doesn't seem to be that, even though Mr. Sterling may have had a bout with Alzheimer's or dementia or something, that he's giving up control. Jennifer, what's the latest scandal from L.A.?
Yeah, not going down without a fight, that's for sure. Well, the trial is pretty much over. The testimony ended yesterday between, I guess it's Sterling versus Sterling.
Mm-hmm.
And Shelley Sterling is asking the judge for a ruling allowing the sale of the team. She's got an offer for $2
billion. Yeah, but don't they have to do it before the end of this week or something?
They have. I don't know if there's a time limit on it, but I know
think
that
there is.
It's held up. They're going into their trial's over for the rest of the week. On Monday, they'll do closing arguments. And it was a very crazy trial. Donald Sterling doesn't do himself any favors. He actually shouted at the attorneys for both sides. He denounced the NBA and the commissioner during the trial. And at one point, even called his lovely wife a pig as she left the witness stand. So, you know.
I love you, pig.
What? The lawyers for Donald did a good job yesterday of kind of discrediting Dr. Jeffrey Cummings to discuss his protocol for examinations, like the one he gave Donald Sterling to determine his mental competency. And so they did a pretty good job. We'll see whose lawyers are better at this point. But it could go either way. The local media in L.A. is very funny. It's hard to say which way it will go. No one seems to know. But one person who did speak out is the CEO of the Clippers, Doc Rivers. He said he'll quit if Donald Sterling's stays in charge.
If he still owns the team, he's going to quit.
I quit. Yeah. 21 after the hour. The Doug Steffen Good Day program.
No one can tell us where
to go. We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's a festival of conversation, entertainment, infotainment, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. All right, so Richie has something up his sleeve that he wants to share with all of us.
You know, every day we all click on about a dozen videos that we see on Facebook, and some of them are good, some of them are not so good. And I found one that's great, and Doug, it's right up your alley. A guy decided that he was going to quit his job at a Starbucks and decided he'd do it in style. And I think he got a little help from Steve Harvey with some backup singers. He walked into the Starbucks.
Excuse me, everybody. Derek, Jake, everyone.
His bosses.
I got an announcement to make, and I got my friends here to help me out.
It looks like the Pips behind him.
Guys, hit it.
This is at a Starbucks.
Yes.
Quitting his job today. I'm leaving. Even though
Steve Harvey's very clever. Very good. So this happened where, Richie?
I don't know where it is specifically it happened. Here's the big finish. And that's actually him singing there.
Really?
But he has what looks like the four tops behind him. Guys in orange sport coats dressed to the nines.
I quit.
Style, right?
That's it.
Yeah, very
good job.
Cool.
All right, so why did he starting his own entrepreneurial donut shop? Is that it?
It didn't say in the song what
he's
doing.
In the song, he said he's opening a coffee shop.
That's what I thought.
Oh, okay, right. I didn't hear that one.
All right, so let's save this for later on when we have the My Cool Invention stuff. He'll use that as inspiration. Speaking of inspiration, our videos of the day, every day, are aimed at inspiring you, getting you to think about things or experience stuff that's just kind of fun or challenging. Our video today at DougSteffen.com comes from a couple of people on a kayak as they paddled through a marine sanctuary off the coast of Argentina.
Amazing. Look at this video. Amazing. Yeah. Seeing them approach a pod of whales. And a bit scary, too, when one of the whales picks the kayak up on its back. Man, you see that. There is no audio for this, but I think there's a track that's in Spanish. But you've got to see. This is one of those things. That's why we do the video of the day, because the information there is something you got to see. You wouldn't believe it unless you saw it. So you can we can talk about it till and use your imagination until you're blue in the face. But seeing is believing. So check out the video of the days at DougStephan.com. We keep them all. Matter of fact, last couple of weeks, we've had a few videos from Weird Al Yankovic, who is, for the first time in 30 years, on the charts again. Weird Al is actually number one.
The
number one album. I think this is probably his best release ever.
Yeah, right. It's called Mandatory Fun, number one on the Billboard 200 chart. First comedy to be at the top of the chart since 1963.
Wow. So I just
keep what's still on. This is his parody of Royal by Lord called Foil. And I take it home.
Save it for later. But I like this one that's called Tacky.
You know what was genius about this?
Right.
Is that he released a new song every day on a different website.
Right, yeah, on a different social website.
Yeah. Right.
And now, this morning he was co-hosting on the Today Show for a couple of minutes. I mean, the guys, he hit it big on this one.
Oh, he's coming back again. So, he's in the same league as Alan Sherman and Steve Martin, who had wild and crazy results. Good fun. There are a couple of other guys during the 60s that had some comedy albums that showed up, but this is the first time it's happened in a long time. But so congratulations to Weird Al. Who'd have thought of this? A refreshing
herbal tea. AARP caregiving expert, Amy Goyer.
Well, you know, it's been 8 months since my mom passed away, and Daddy continues to really have such a marked difference.
Hugs and singing help, but Robert Goyer's Alzheimer's is worse. He's lost an anchor. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus.
Alzheimer's is affecting his visual processing.
Now he doesn't walk as much.
I took him to acupuncture, and that not only seems to have helped lift his mood some, it helped his brain functioning somewhat. His language is much better after. He talks more. Eye contact.
The doctor is also trying an antidepressant, and Robert still enjoys a meal out.
Sometimes we just go get a cheeseburger, if that's what he'll eat.
When Amy travels for work, her sister comes and Amy calls every night.
It just feels reassuring to him.
Follow Amy's caregiving journey and get the tips to help your loved ones on her blog. I'll put up a link. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
This is an important announcement for anyone with a federal student loan. Pay attention. No matter how much you owe or how far behind you are on payments or even in default on your student loan, call First American Student Debt Relief toll-free assistance line right now at 888-796-0571. You can cut your payments in half right away or even more. First American Student Debt Relief will also stop the harassing phone calls, wage garnishments, and even remove tax liens. We can fix your student loan problems today. Get your student loan out of default and reduce your payments. Call First American Student Debt Relief today, 888-796-0571. We've helped countless people just like you fix their student loan problems. Don't go another day with your loans behind or in default. Our specialists are waiting for your call. Call 888-796-0571. 888-796-0571. Call 888-796-0571 today.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Day of your life. Yesterday, passé, gonzo. Can't do anything about yesterday. Let's focus on today. Stretch it out. Taking a deep breath. Look at the world in a new way. Hello. The people listening in Iowa today, nice to have you on board. California. Love being in California. Arkansas, North Carolina. Richie, do you remember, I don't even know if I think I was, when I did that remote from the dairy, Mayola Dairy in New Bern, North Carolina. Remember when I did that, or was it before you?
I don't remember that, no.
I may have been before you, in fact.
Either that or it was just unmemorable and I forgot it.
No, it was, it was quite a morning.
The 1990 BR, right?
Before Rich.
Yeah, before Richie. All right, so Rich is a broadcaster. Jennifer is a broadcaster. I'm a broadcaster. We are here to broadcast that which is going on. That affects us all. Okay, so the announcement today from the Secretary of Agriculture, Tom Vilsack, used to be governor of Iowa, and the president of CoBank. CoBank is probably a bank you've never heard of. And the reason you've never heard of it is because it's like the Federal Reserve for farmers. CoBank has tens of billions, trillions, in fact, of dollars that have come from private sources, and it is money that's guaranteed. A government is a really strange thing, the way farm banks work. I've had a loan from a farm bank on my farm for a long time. They get their funds from CoBank because CoBank has specialized in rural lending since the days of the Dust Bowl. There was one man who stood up for farmers. After you all remember, well, you don't remember it, but I'm sure, I hope you've studied what happened. Sort of, it was in league, in tandem with the Great Depression. At the same time there was a depression, there was a drought that overtook much of this country. Something that a lot of people don't even remember. The essence of the drought was referred to, and still is, as the era of the Dust Bowl, when farms went out of business willy-nilly because there was no water. So we basically in this country for over a year had very little agriculture. Agriculture went bust. So after that situation, farmers had lost their land, they'd lost their equipment, they'd lost their livelihood. So what happened is a fellow, and I can't remember his name, I knew it at one point, not important for the story, had decided he was going to help agriculture. So he founded this company called CoBank, Cooperative Bank Working with Farmers. And they still exist today. They have lots of money. And they announced yesterday they're going to invest in rural infrastructure. That is rebuilding America's family farms. Richie, you know how important this is to me.
Oh, yeah.
Investment in rural communities. I do a radio program that's only heard on Talkers Radio at Talkers.com called The American Family Farmer. Every week I take an hour to go through some of the problems and suggested solutions that farmers and agriculture is having in our country. So this is an ongoing effort to focus on infrastructure. The situation, it really did start. This is one of the things that Obama did that I thought was good. There was a new initiative called Made in Rural America that started a couple of years ago. And it was aimed at getting into funding lots of rural development, rebuilding farms and the grain storage areas, things that are needed to support agriculture in our country. A lot of that infrastructure has fallen apart for a lot of the same reasons the roads and those sorts of things have fallen apart, and they haven't been addressed. So now they're trying to rebuild and refocus on some of the American agricultural institutions, and I got to tell you that it makes me very happy to see this. Even though I don't like government involved, I don't know what the behind-the-scenes stuff is. There may be all kinds of red tape and a mess that's being created by this. On the surface, it doesn't look like that, but you know as well as I do that there's always, and you're getting money from the feds, there's always something that's tied to it that makes you a slave to them. But at the beginning of this, at least, I'm going to hold hold the thought that this is going to be good for agriculture and good for America. So something that turns the tide, if you will. Jennifer has an interesting story about a young boy in Massachusetts who, and normally you'd say, well, Doug, you're in Massachusetts, why don't you tell the story? Well, I hadn't seen it, actually. Jennifer brought it to my attention, and it's one of those stories, one of those wonderful stories that may, ultimately it's not going to have a good ending, but it's better to get to the end doing these sorts of things than not, Jennifer, yeah?
Yeah, well, this is just one of the ways that social media can work. I mean, there's a lot of negative stories about the bad stuff that can happen with social media, but this is one of the good ones. There's this little five-year-old boy in your area, Dougie Foxborough, which he was diagnosed last October with
Patriots play at Schaefer Stadium. Yeah.
With an inoperable brain tumor called DIPG, formerly known as diffuse intrinsic protein glioma. Say that one. And there's no cure for it. So for his sixth birthday, which is tomorrow, he asked for birthday cards, and they've been coming in the hundreds and thousands. Yeah. On the Facebook page that Danny's mom runs, her name is Carly Nickerson. She's only 24. She has named her Facebook page Danny's Warriors. And she wrote on Tuesday night that after another trip to the post office, a total of more than 2,000 cards had already come in for Danny, in addition to more than 200 packages. So not only is he getting cards, but people are actually sending him gifts, which is really cool, too.
Very sweet.
And she's writing that he's had a blast opening the cards, checking them all out. He, on Tuesday, opened about 200 of them, and he loved seeing all of them. One had a picture of a fat cat on another. Another had a cat blowing out candles, and he was laughing. So this is bringing him some joy, which I think is really, really cool. So.
Very sweet. Yep. One of the I'm just looking at an email that came. And the reason this is from a listener named Clay. The reason I'm telling you the story now is because I think it's the kind of thing that Jennifer just presented that may separate us from other radio programs that are around. This fellow says, you have a credible program.
It has its moments.
It does have its moments. A deeper news perspective. That is, I like your perspective because it's not all the same. I am involved in ongoing learning. As I listen to your program, I know I'm going to learn something, and I have a lot of respect for the intelligence that you present and how you respect the intelligence of the listener.
And that came to you?
It did.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. You think it should have gone to you?
No, frame it. Let's put it up.
What a dumb place. Yes, very nice, Richie.
Yeah, find some space on that crowded wall for it.
Right, exactly. All right. Speaking of youngsters, a four-year-old boy, this is on the other side of the street, Jennifer, a four-year-old boy in Monroe, Connecticut, got inquisitive, asked a question that got him banned from the local donut shop there in Monroe, Connecticut.
I heard about that.
Really? What do you do?
Kind of weird.
Right. The experience was at the Donut Inn yesterday morning. Jennifer, you can feel free to chime in here. You like stories like this.
Well, this
he was rude to some...
He was a four-year-old. He went up to a woman and asked if there was a baby in her belly. I'm guessing since he was banned, the answer is probably no.
You remember the time I stuck my foot in my mouth with a woman that was on the interview and I asked her
on. We were talking about healthy eating and Doug tried to make a point, and he asked her, for example, how tall are you and how much do you weigh? You never ask a woman this, but she said, you know, I'm 5'4 and I'm 135 pounds or something.
140 pounds she was.
And Doug says, okay, well, I'm guessing you've probably had a couple of kids. No, I haven't.
That went over well.
Yeah, you can't say all that.
I can say it. That doesn't mean it's going to work.
Like four. I mean, come on. Kids don't understand.
Yeah, back to the four-year-olds.
Kids don't understand the difference. They just see big people, small people, little people, I don't think he was trying to be mean, but the shop owner banned him. So people have taken to social media and they're like, we'll buy this kid donuts. They all want to buy the poor kid a donut.
Yeah,
pretty soon it'll look like he has a baby.
The mother said, I'm so embarrassed, I'm so sorry. But, again, it's a four-year-old.
Right.
And
what are you going to do?
Why do people get so uptight about this? Why is it that this is something that they would go to the trouble of yelling at this kid?
We're so hypersensitive about everything.
If you have kids, you've been in that situation where you're in a public place, and all of a sudden see him point at something, and then you go, oh, no. And then there it comes. Look, Daddy, that man's bald.
Yeah. I did that the other day.
Of course. You do it.
Wait a minute. I know where it was. Megan and I were going someplace. Meredith, I don't remember if you were in the car with us or not. I think you were. And we were getting on the boat to go over to Santa Catalina. And there was this woman who was very pregnant. And I just said, for whatever the reason, because the first thing, when Megan walked into the house on Saturday, or was it, no, Sunday morning, we'd gone out for a couple of days to spend some time with Megan, who is my only daughter, and she's pregnant. And it's her first child, and probably will be her only child. And so she's walks through the door, and has the dogs with her. And first thing she says is, Dad, feel this.
It's kicking.
And no, it isn't yet. But then she showed me pictures. We were fascinated. Meredith and I look at these pictures of what was taken in the uterus. The pictures of the baby's head is
how
forming.
How many tissues did you go through when you saw the pictures?
Well, I had a tear in my eye for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But the what you can see now is amazing.
Have you seen
technology.
The 3D sonograms?
Yeah.
The 3D sonograms, I mean, you can almost...
it's like you're waving at you.
Yeah, it's like a video. You can see all around it. Yeah. You get all the definition.
But you can see,
face.
Even in the earlier stage, the head developing.
Sure.
The arms, and I'm thinking to myself, I'm going to see this being in December.
Mm-hmm.
And now, Megan, who will have these shots taken every month, she went the other day, and so we'll see those shots. It's just amazing to see this thing develop. When you think about, this goes back to my infatuation with not only science, but with the ultimate power. And I was watching on the plane coming back on Monday, the Into the Wormhole, that Morgan Freeman thing that must be on Discovery. I don't know why it's that. Yeah. I find myself watching it. Every time I get the box on the plane, I go to the Into the Wormhole and watch a couple of episodes. And these two, one of them was about whether we have free will or not, and it was absolutely fascinating. And the other one was about there are so many people who are religionists who want to separate evolution from the theory of God, when in fact they, in this, the producers of this show, made a great case for them being coexistent. That is, evolution, as described by those who have the single cell, the double cell, everything developed from that first single cell on the planet, well, was that the plan of infinite intelligence? And that makes it so compatible, so easy, and it deflates all of the arguments that people want to make about the differences between the two theories. Put them together. It makes perfect sense, in fact, I think, to put those two ideas together. Anyway, I think more about it as I look at those pictures of that baby in the womb of my daughter and seeing and thinking that, 16, 17 weeks ago, it was just two cells that got together. And they were, because she used in vitro, they got together outside, basically in a petri dish, and then were implanted in her. And they started to grow and multiply. And within a month, she knew that it was going to be a successful effort. And they've had all the tests and things.
They didn't multiply.
Are you sure? No, well, there was some considered to be, twins.
Mm-hmm. That can happen a lot with in vitro.
But look at those pictures. Richie, I don't know if you saw them when Sean was coming along.
We have one on his dresser.
Do you really?
Yeah.
What is it? What is in the picture? This is for him to look at what he looked like when he was in your wife's womb. At what stage?
Oh, I don't remember. I guess probably 5-6 months.
Fascinating, though.
Yeah.
To see that.
Yeah, but no, we have it framed and it's on his dresser.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Oh, how cool is that? And so, back to the situation in Connecticut. What foolishness. Those people need to get a life. It's 12 minutes before the hour on Good Day.
Umber Liquidators just acquired truckloads of top-quality flooring from brands like Armstrong at unbelievably low prices. And now you get the deals at the incredible flooring buyout sale on now through July 29th. Get clearance flooring for just 29 cents a square foot. Solid three-quarter pre-finished gunstock oak is $189 with quick click for $159. So go to lumberliquidators.com today to find the store nearest you. Special 18-month financing is available. But hurry, this sale ends Tuesday.
Do you remember when summer road trips meant loading up the family in the car and playing hours of I Spy and license plate bingo?
I found Alaska!
America's Best Value Inn invites you to share stories and photos from memorable summer trips. Now through September 15th at americasbestvalueinn.com. You'll be entered for a chance to win free stays at any of our 1,000 hotels, gift certificates from TA and Petro stopping centers, and other fun prizes. Share your memories and make your own this summer at America's Best Value Inn.
I Spy on ABVI!
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
On March 3rd last year, Henry W. faced his own death with incredible courage. He wasn't in an accident. He wasn't ill. He wasn't in any danger. But he faced this reality head on. If he died, his wife and children wouldn't be able to pay the mortgage, make the car payments, or keep up the life they'd had. His family would lose everything. So he picked up the phone and called AIG Direct. He found out that through AIG Direct, he could get a $250,000 life insurance policy for less than $14 a month. Now, he knows that he's helped make his family's future secure, no matter what happens to him.
Protecting your family with coverage through AIG Direct is fast, easy, and incredibly affordable. Call AIG Direct right now for a free no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-416-0810. That's 1-800-416-0810. 1-800-416-0810.
Kid, if something in this facility breaks, bends, or bursts, Granger's got our back. 20 cases of disc springs from Granger.com. New rotary encoder ordered on Granger's mobile app. A dozen splash goggles from the local Granger branch. What more could you want in life? Granger has over 1 million products for all our facilities' needs. 1 million. That's a 1 followed by 6 zeros, kid. Everything we need whenever we need it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Really? No way.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! I was going to say Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer from the Boston Adams.
It would be, and is, 9 minutes before the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program and everywhere else, too.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now's the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Okay, two and four kings. That's good, yes?
No, you got too many kings.
Oh.
So you gotta get rid of these. Here,
oh.
We'll take three of these kings out, and we'll replace them with three fresh cards.
Oh, okay.
Their action tonight demands an immediate retaliation. And if we don't, we're nothing but the nerds they say we are.
Good heavens. Revenge of the Nerds by the Rubinos from the movie of the same name, Revenge of the Nerds, number one movie during this week in 1984. Another intellectually stimulating moment or two or three.
Oh,
before.
Hey, listen, how many times was this movie brought back, Chuck?
It was a terrific film, actually. They did a couple sequels and then they did a few TV movies.
Yeah.
And most of the original cast came back for those, except for Anthony Edwards, who went on to do ER, and it hit it big on ER. But Robert Carradine, I believe, is the actor who played the lead nerd. That was a good film. It was very entertaining.
Another example of an actor who thought he was better than television, so he wanted to be a movie star, and name the last movie Anthony Edwards was in. Mm-hmm. That's what I thought.
I don't know that I can.
Yeah, but you can't because he's done some, but you.
Well, what happened with Anthony Edwards? He was ER. I mean, as much as George Clooney and Noah Wiley were great on ER, Anthony Edwards, I always thought was the heart and soul of that series, his character.
Yeah.
Actually, my all time favorite episode of a TV show was called Orion in the Sky, which is Anthony Edwards' Dr. Green character in the ER, his last day. Brilliant piece of television. But he made so much money on ER. I mean, literally. Mm-hmm. I don't don't know, maybe $100 million that he really doesn't have to do much.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he did, I think he tried to come back to TV twice, didn't work. He's done a few movies, supporting roles. He was in Zodiac, David Fincher's film. Was in a movie, I believe, last year. But when you got that kind of coin, I guess it doesn't matter.
You don't care.
Doug, right. Chuck has to tell you who he's emailing back and forth on one of the revivals he's doing in his local theater.
Why do you revive him?
I'm having an email correspondent with John Alveson, the director of Rocky and the Karate Kid. I'm doing a revival of the Karate Kid on August 10th in the Poconos, and I asked him to do a 10 or 15 minute introduction to a local theater, and he agreed to do it very enthusiastically, which is really cool.
He's going to give you a video you'll play before the actual showing.
Yes.
Ah, that's cool. Good for you, Chuck.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah, well, what you're doing is wonderful. It ought to be done. If you can find these theaters, you know, it ought to be done everywhere. It's
well,
a great
they do it a lot
effort.
In the bigger theaters. I mean, at our big Megaplex theater, they do these revivals on, like, Wednesday afternoons. Or, you know, they'll take one theater and they'll play Animal House, and they'll take the next
See, the
week.
Thing, the difference is, in where I am, in the Poconos, it's harder to get people enthusiastically to embrace this idea. Now, we have a lot of good people, but, like, for the Karate Kid, I'm doing Karate Kid 30th anniversary screening and free pizza night. And guess who's paying for the pizza?
You.
Me.
Good for you,
Parker. To try to get more people in. Because I want 200 people at minimum to show up. I don't want 30, so I'll do whatever it takes.
Good for you, Chucker. You're a man after my own heart.
He loves this stuff, man.
I know he does. Well, but it's passion that doesn't always.
If he's going to buy pizza for 200 people. That's really getting into it.
Right. But it really is. It's a testament to your involvement. That's why I like to have you on the program, because you really do sort of live your dream. You live the life. You have a business, but yet this is your passion, and it comes through. That's why you're here on the program.
This is how I get away from my wife for 3 hours on a Sunday night.
All right. So, under the circumstances, we've got Ghostbuster news today. Is that what you're leading with?
No, you tell me. What do you got?
Ghostbuster film, let's see here. They're going to, according to Dan Aykroyd, pre-production starts next spring, and then they're going to start filming next summer. And the release date looks like it'll be early 2016.
Let's see if that happens. I mean, Aykroyd gave a lot of these statements over the last few years. I do believe that the studio wants to do it, but boy, I hope Bill Murray at least makes a cameo in the film, because if he doesn't, I think that's going to be very disappointing. But they're going to reinvent Ghostbusters and use a younger cast to basically launch it into a new franchise. I know that's what they want to do.
All right, what else you got?
Sony Pictures announced that The Amazing Spider-Man 3 will come out 2018. It was supposed to come out 2016, which leads me to believe that this is not going to materialize and they'll eventually reboot or do something different with the property. Amazing Spider-Man 2, Doug, made $700 million worldwide, but the studio considers that a disappointment because Sam Raimi's first three Spider-Mans made well over $1 billion each, and this is not very profitable at $700 million, which seems almost to believe that Disney announced that Pirates of the Caribbean 5 will officially come out June 7, 2017. Johnny Depp once again returned to catch a very big paycheck as Captain Jack Sparrow.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.